At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, this is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. As a nostalgic voice from your past, I'm here to remind you that amongst the stressful and chaotic existence we live in 2024, you deserve to get away. It's time for a vacation, no matter when you're hearing this. And let me tell you how you'll get there. The 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe. Want to bring the family to the mountains with the Santa Fe's available H-Track all-wheel drive? Well, it's got standard third-row seating and available dual wireless charging pads for the kids who just want to stare at their phone and not talk to you. You know what I mean. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This is VSiN Daily Morning Bets. Here is your host, Josh Applebaum.
Hello and welcome to VSiN Daily Morning Bets, a quick 15-minute podcast highlighting the top games and biggest line moves that bettors need to know about each day. Today is Friday, December 30th.
Game of the night.
For the game of the night, we're going to go bowling with a big bowl game slate today on a big Friday with five games overall. But we're going to look toward, for the game of the night, a late afternoon showdown between South Carolina and Notre Dame. Kicking off at 3:30 p.m. Eastern Time on ESPN, this is the Tax Slayer Gator Bowl. And currently we have Notre Dame listed as a 3.5-point neutral site favorite with a total of 50.5. Now going into this matchup, South Carolina is 8-4. They finished the regular season on a 2-game winning streak. Just came off a huge upset win over Clemson, winning 31-30 and winning outright as a 14-point road dog. Meanwhile, on the flip side, Notre Dame finished the regular season 8-4 as well. But they did lose to USC, falling 38-27 in their last game and failing to cover as a 4.5-point road dog. Now looking at the line movement in this one, we've seen the line go toward South Carolina. We actually opened Notre Dame as high as a 5.5-point neutral site favorite. Most books open the Irish around -4.5 as probably the consensus opener here. But we have seen this line drop all the way down to 3.5. Now this line movement is notable because the public is on the Irish. They're going Notre Dame here. Notre Dame is getting, using our VSiN.com bet splits, 63% of bets at DraftKings. However, despite getting nearly two-thirds of bets, this line has fallen away from Notre Dame. So this would classify as a reverse line move on South Carolina. Reverse line movement is when the betting line moves in the opposite direction of the betting percentages. So if you have two-thirds of bets on the Irish, why are the odds makers dropping this line? Again, -5.5, -4.5, now down to -3.5. Why are they dropping this line to make it easier for the public to cover with Notre Dame? Well, it looks like because South Carolina is taking in some respected money from sharp bettors. You also look at the +3.5 with South Carolina. It's actually juiced up +3.5, -115 at some shops. So it's actually juice-wise looking like it may even inch down to the key number of 3. At which point, if you do like South Carolina in this one, you probably want to grab it sooner rather than later because you might lose the hook here. And again, if South Carolina ends up losing by 3, you want to cover with the 3.5. Meanwhile, if you do like Notre Dame, probably want to wait it out, see if you can get that -3. But you have seen with this sharp move to South Carolina, they're only getting 37% bets, but 40% of the money. Not a huge bet discrepancy, low bets, higher dollars, but you do have a little bit more money there than bets along with this line move in favor of South Carolina. We've also seen bowl game dogs do very, very well. They're 17-11 against the spread, covering at a 61% clip. And you do have some opt-outs here. Both teams do have opt-outs they're dealing with. However, if you go to kind of the most important player on the field, the quarterback, South Carolina will have Spencer Rattler playing in this game. Whereas you look at Notre Dame, Drew Pine, their starting quarterback, has transferred, opted out. So he's going to go to, I believe, Arizona State here. So opt-outs on both sides, but the Gamecocks will have their starting QB. Notre Dame will not, which could be part of that move towards South Carolina. We also have seen some under money show up in this one. The total opened around 53. We're down to 50.5. Some looks are even down to 50. So you've seen respective money hit this under. And that's notable because 70% of bets are taking the over, expecting a high-scoring game, yet this line has fallen. So same sort of thing here, a reverse line move to the under. Betting public betting percentages on the over, yet the line fell. Again, why are the odds makers dropping the total to make it easier for the public to cover that favorite? For the public to cover with the over? Well, they're doing it because it looks like respected money did take that under. And remember, public loves betting overs. It's more fun to root for an over and points than it is to sweat out an under. But the odds makers know that, and they will shade these lines typically toward the over, which creates an opportunity to go the other way, go contrarian, and sweat some unders here. And unders have been very profitable through bowl game season. Unders are 17-10-1, 63%. And really, as a contrarian bettor, it's been a great bowl game season with dogs doing well, as well as unders doing well. Now, in terms of this game, where it's going to be played, it's going to be played at TIAA Bank Field. This is the home of the Jacksonville Jaguars. Not crazy in terms of weather. Obviously, Florida can turn on a dime in terms of weather, but it's going to be around 65 degrees. You are going to have about 7 to 10 mile per hour winds. So a little bit of wind there makes sense with this total falling a bit. But a sharp move here towards South Carolina in the points, and some smart money here leaning toward a lower scoring game, hitting the under in the 3:30 p.m. Eastern Time Tax Slayer Gator Bowl today.
Best of the rest.
For the best of the rest, we're going to look toward the early bowl game today between Maryland and NC State. This kicks off at 12 p.m. noon Eastern Time. It'll also be played on ESPN. This is the Duke's Mayo Bowl. So let me ask you, if you win this game, are you prepared to have a huge bowl of mayo dumped on your head? I say if I get a winner, you can dump whatever you want on my head as long as I cash my ticket. But anyway, this is currently NC State listed as a short one-point neutral site favorite with a total in this one of 46. Now going to this matchup, we have Maryland 7-5. However, they struggled down the stretch. They went just 1-3 in their last four games, but they did win their last game 37-0, shutting out Rutgers, covering as a 14.5-point home favorite. Meanwhile, NC State, 8-4 on the year, and they also struggled a bit down the stretch, going 1-2. They did finish with a win over North Carolina, 30-27, a big upset victory there, winning outright as a 6.5-point road dog. Now going to this matchup, we have seen this line move toward NC State. This game actually opened Maryland, listed as a 1.5-point neutral site favorite, and now we've seen this line flip to NC State -1. Some shops have even touched -1.5. So this would qualify as some dog to fave line movement in favor of NC State. You also look at the betting percentages. Pretty sharp split here on the Wolfpack. NC State is only getting 51% of bets, but they're taking in 63% of the dollars. So I always kind of make this comparison when I'm looking at betting percentages. Obviously, I want to be contrarian. I want to bet against the public. That's kind of a foundation for me. More often than not, the public loses. Therefore, I want to bet against the public. I want to be with the house. But if you look at percentages, when you're a 50-50 bet split, theoretically in a vacuum, the line shouldn't move at all. However, we know that not all tickets are created equal. Like, you could be 50-50. Like, let's say you have 10 bets on a game. You have 5 bets on Team A, 5 bets on Team B. That's down the middle 50-50. Theoretically, a line shouldn't move at all. But if your 5 bets on Team A are all $5 average Joe bets, and your 5 bets on Team B are all, you know, dime bettors here, $1,000 bets, you're probably going to lean more toward that Team B side, taking in those bigger wagers, because also theoretically those are coming from bigger, sharper bettors who, you know, theoretically know what they're doing and have a larger edge than the public just putting down $5 on the game. So 50-50 ticket count, typically if I see a move, I'm going to go with that move because it tells me even though the tickets are split, public is undecided, those bigger wagers are leaning toward the team taking in the line movement. So that would be NC State in this matchup. Maryland, has a bunch of opt-outs. They do have Tua's little brother, Talia Tagovailoa, the quarterback. He is going to play, so your starter is going to play. But you have a lot of guys opting out for the Maryland Terrapins here. Their top three wide receivers are out. They're also missing their top defensive back. So there's a lot of transfers, a lot of opt-outs. And you do have NC State, whose starting quarterback opted out as well. But they will be playing a freshman here who has gotten some time previously. But really what I'm looking toward NC State is their defense. They're only giving up 19 points a game versus nearly 25 points a game for Maryland. We have seen a very kind of back and forth line move here with this total. This Maryland NC State total opened around 45. It got bet up all the way to 47.5. So if you go back like a couple weeks ago, and these bowl game lines have been out for so long that, you know, you can kind of really hone in on kind of the back and forth of a line move. To me, I like consistent line movement really with in one direction. When you see line movement back and forth, that makes it a little more complicated. You really have to think through what it means. So with this one, an open 45, got up to 47.5. And if you bet this thing, you know, a couple weeks ago, it's like, oh, obvious overplay. However, if you look at the last week or so, last few days especially, it's been all under buyback with Maryland and NC State. Once it got to 47.5, that was most likely the high water mark there. And that's when a lot of pros came in and said, hey, this thing's too high. Let's hit the under. So now the line is back down to 45.5. I do see some 46s out there. But it looks like all eight money is leaning under. Again, we have seen these unders do well in bowl game season, 63% overall. Really good bet split to the under. Public's all over the over, no pun intended here, 70% of bets. But you're only getting 30% of bets on the under, but it's taking into account 77% of the money. So that is a huge low bets, higher dollar bet split. And that's really how I typically look at these betting percentages that we use from DraftKings. To me, I want a contrarian percentage, less than 50%, but a bigger share of money. So that's a big, almost, you know, 40% or higher than that, 47% discrepancy, sharp money under. So really I'm looking at when the handle is 10%, and handle is the same thing as money. It's the overall amount of money wagered, but 10% or more money than bets. That's a good sign of sharper wagers. Well, this is 30% bets, 77% money. So looks like a lot of under money came in on this one. And this will be played at Bank of America Stadium. This is home of the Carolina Panthers in the NFL. Nothing crazy in terms of weather. It's going to be about 50 degrees, about 5 mph winds here, but definitely some late movement under, and looks like some sharp dog to fade movement on NC State. Football season is the best time of year to become a VSiN Pro subscriber. Get access to hourly pro tips, best bets from VSiN experts, daily articles, power rankings, and expanded digital content and tools to help you become a better. Just go to VSiN.com/subscribe for more information.
Josh's Sweats.
For Josh's Sweats, my first sweat of the night, let's hit on a couple games that we just talked about. I'll give you my official play here. First one, South Carolina Notre Dame. Give me the Gamecocks, +3.5. I'm taking the points here with South Carolina. Straight off the bat, again, when I'm looking at bowl game season, there are two things I'm looking at. I'm looking at the data. I want to be obviously, you know, sharp here if I can help it with a, you know, reverse line move or a steam move or a line freeze or a low bets, higher dollar bet split. I want the data and the market to be in my favor with a sharp move, but I also want motivational angles in my favor as well. If you can combine both of those, that's really where you can make your money. I'll give you a perfect example from last night. Washington. This is a game we played as one of Josh's sweats yesterday. The Huskies, they had the line move. It got as high as +6, 3.5 down to 3. And then you had Washington playing with Penix Jr. and Texas having a bunch of opt-outs here. So to me, if you can combine the motivational angle with the data, that's your sweet spot. So I think you have that here with South Carolina. That's why I'm going to take the +3.5. Number one, they open as high as 5.5 or even 4.5 here. Regardless of the opener, we're now down to 3.5. That's notable here because public's on the Irish, yet the line's falling to South Carolina. So a classic reverse line move. So that would be your indication of smart money, only getting 37% of bets, yet the line's moving in favor of South Carolina. Again, we have mentioned these bowl game dogs doing well, 17-11 against the spread, 61%. So we're contrarian in a heavily bet game here. We have a line move in favor of South Carolina. And you do have both teams have opt-outs. I'm not going to say it's like only opt-outs on one side versus the other. You have opt-outs on both sides. A bunch of guys who, including like the star tight end for Notre Dame, Mayer, who's going to go to the NFL draft, he's not playing. But also South Carolina has some guys out. So I'm not going to say the opt-outs are you know, leaning one side or the other. They're probably even. But again, go to the quarterback. Who's the most important player on the field? The quarterback. Who moves the line the most? The quarterback. They're kind of like the goalie in hockey or the starting pitcher in baseball. So to me, the angle here with South Carolina, not just the data, contrarian, reverse line move, little bit of betting percentage value here or contrarian with some more money on South Carolina. It's the fact that their starting QB is good to go. Spencer Rattler, again, who was great at Oklahoma, transferred to South Carolina, just led him to that that huge upset victory there, obviously over Clemson in their last game. I'm looking at backing Spencer Rattler in this one with, again, something to prove in a big game, looking to impress NFL scouts. And on the other hand, starting QB for Notre Dame, he's out, Drew Pine. So we have Notre Dame without their star QB. South Carolina has their star QB. So I'll put that check mark in favor of South Carolina here. So you have the motivational angle, your big guys playing, kind of like Michael Penix Jr. giving a good motivational vibe here in your locker room. If your star guy is playing, boom, that makes everyone else excited to play as well, versus Notre Dame with some opt-outs and doesn't have their star quarterback. So I'm taking South Carolina. Sharp reverse line move, contrarian. You have your star QB. I'm taking the +3.5 with the Gamecocks. And also, I really like the fact that a lot of these +3.5s for South Carolina, they're juiced up -115. Like, it may get down to 3. So I would love to bet this +3.5 and see this get down to 3. That would provide some closing line value, some CLV, which is when you're betting basically a game at a better number than what it closes at. Is it a guarantee of a winner? Obviously not. No guarantees in betting, but it's going to tell you that you're kind of getting a good number and you're reading the market and anticipating the market. So it's always a good sign. But first, Josh's sweat, give me the Gamecocks. I'm taking South Carolina +3.5. For my other Josh's sweat of the night, the other game we just mentioned, the early one here, Maryland and NC State, I'm going NC State on the money line. I got NC State at -115. Checking off quite a few boxes here, NC State. Same sort of thing, line movement and motivational angle. If you look at the way this line has moved, we have a dog-to-fave line move on NC State. I always love it when a team gets flipped dog-to-favorite. It kind of tells you that respected money, it takes a lot to flip the designation of who should win the game or cover the game. You had a good example the other day with Duke against UCF where Duke went from a dog to a favorite. So that's just kind of one of my classic angles I like to get down on. But this one would be dog-to-favorite toward NC State. They opened getting 1.5. Now you flip to a 1-point favorite. Some shops have even touched 1.5 here. So you have line movement in favor of NC State. We mentioned the bet split. They're only getting half the tickets, but 63% of the money with a good public undecided, but sharper bettors flipping the line to NC State. You also have a better defense, as I mentioned, only giving up 19 points a game versus 24. And also all these opt-outs. Yes, you'll have Tua's brother at quarterback for Maryland, but you have your 3 top wide receivers out. You have your top defensive back out. You have a lot of opt-outs here for Maryland. So I want to bet against Maryland in this spot. I want to back NC State with a better defense, dog-to-fave line move, good betting percentage split. I am going money line. Just hashtag win the game, Wolfpack. I got the Wolfpack at -115. Now for one NHL bet for you for a final game here for Josh's Sweats, I'm going to go to the Carolina Hurricanes. The 7:30 game tonight, Carolina's at home against Florida. Give me the Canes on the money line. I got them at -180. It's kind of a higher number. Of course, it's always bet trist, not bet to win, no matter what play I'm talking about. However, I like Carolina on this one. They open around -170. You're up to around -180. Right off the bat, you're catching a lot of betting system matches here. If you look at home favorites with a line move in their direction, they're doing very, very well this season. They are across the board covering or cashing at around a 67% clip, almost 70% clip. Sweet spot big favorites, -175 or more. They're 99-44, 69%. Favorites off a win, 198-114, 64%. As well as the big one here, betting against the team on the second leg of a back-to-back. So this is a rest versus tired advantage here for Carolina. Carolina hasn't played since the 27th. You had Florida play last night. So when you're a favorite playing a team on a second leg of a back-to-back, that rest versus tired advantage, 61-33, 65% this season. So Carolina's rested. Carolina's also the hottest team in hockey right now. They're 13-1 their last 14 games. Both teams offensively pretty much even around 3 goals a game. But you do have defensively Carolina only giving up 2.6 goals a game versus 3.4 for Florida. Carolina is 20-8 as a favorite, and they're 11-3-1 at home. So they've done well as a favorite and at home. And Florida is just 2-3 as a dog, 7-11-1 on the road, and you're probably going to get your backup goaltender here, second leg of a back-to-back. So I'm going to take this red-hot Carolina Hurricanes team. Small line move, good betting system match, great at home, great as a favorite here. Give me the Canes at home, -180. That about does it for today's VSiN Daily Morning Bets podcast on Friday, December 30th. But reminder, we have so much going on right now in the sports betting world and at VSiN. Best way to stay plugged in to all the big games, the big sharp breakdowns, betting percentages, line moves, best bets. Become a VSiN newsletter subscriber. We put out our newsletter every single morning. Our guy Bill Adi does a great job curating that. But you'll wake up every day with some great sports betting content, letting you know what's going on in the sports betting world that day and at VSiN. So become a member. Just go to VSiN.com/newsletter. Plug in your email. Then you'll get the newsletter every single day, keeping you tied into what's going on in the sports betting universe. Also, make sure you follow us on Twitter at VSiN Live. You can find me at Josh_insights. But I wish you the best of luck. Have a big Fade the Public Friday. Enjoy your weekend. And by the way, Happy New Year. Hope everyone has a great New Year's Eve. By the way, make smart decisions. You know, we always want to make smart bets. Be smart on New Year's Eve. If you're going to drink, do not drive. Call an Uber. But stay safe. Cash your bets. Enjoy all the sweats here. I will be seeing you all next year. So enjoy the sweats. Have a great day. Have a great weekend. And hopefully you can cash some tickets. As a wise man likes to say, that's what it's all about. I'll see you in 2023. Have a great day, everyone. Good luck.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is Amy Brown from Four Things with Amy Brown. Today, healthier is happening at CVS Health in more ways than you've ever seen. It's wellness destinations for seniors, including select locations with Oak Street Health and CVS Pharmacy. It's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and everyone in between offering quality care and support virtually, in person, and on the phone. It's in-home evaluations through Signify Health and meeting mental health needs through Aetna. And those are just a few of the ways that healthier is happening. To see more, visit cvshealth.com/healthierhappenstogether. CVS Pharmacy, Oak Street Health, CVS Specialty, Signify Health, and Aetna are part of CVS Health. Eligibility and services vary by location and individual.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.